This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of March 11th, 2018. The Washington Post reported a Hamilton County, Ohio judge took a transgender teen away from her parents because they refused to allow the 17-year-old to undergo hormone treatment as part of a female-to-male transition. Judge Sylvia Sieve Heaton awarded custody of the teenager to her grandparents, who will be allowed to make medical decisions for the minor and legally change her name. The parents objected to the transition procedure because of their religious beliefs and refused to call their daughter by her chosen male name, according to court records. Judge Hendon wrote in her decision, quote, "It's unfortunate that this case required resolution by the court, as the family would have been best served if this could have been settled within the family after all parties had ample exposure to the reality of the fact that the child truly may be gender nonconforming and has a legitimate right to pursue life with a different gender identity than the one assigned at birth," end quote. The custody battle lasted more than a year and included interventions by the Hamilton County Department of Jobs and Family Services and Cincinnati Children's Hospital. The judge concluded her decision with a plea for legislation that would give the juvenile court a framework by which it could evaluate a minor petitioner's right to consent to gender therapy. The judge wrote, quote, "What is clear from the testimony presented in this case and the increasing worldwide interest in transgender care is that there is a reasonable expectation that circumstances similar to this one at bar are likely to repeat themselves," end quote. An NBC News reported that Santa Rosa has the second highest percentage of married same-sex couples per capita in the nation. It's not surprising that San Francisco took first place. The exact number of same-sex married couples in the U.S. is unknown, but federal tax returns provide perhaps the closest estimation. According to the Tax Policy Center, about 96% of married tax filers file jointly. While married same-sex couples tend to have higher incomes, the income of male couples was more than 40% higher than that of straight couples and female couples. The average adjusted gross income of male couples in 2015 was $165,960 compared to $118,000 for female couples and $115,000 for different sex couples. Here locally, Listening for a Change invites you to participate in an LGBTQI oral history project. They're looking for interviewers under 40 years old to talk with elders who are over 40 years old. There'll be a training workshop coming up this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Sebastopol at the Sebastopol Arts Center. You can learn more at listeningforachange.org. And this project's being sponsored by the Sonoma County LGBTQI Giving Circle. And Sonoma County Pride's looking for volunteers to help with this year's LGBTQ Pride celebration set for June 1st through the 3rd in downtown Santa Rosa. You can learn more and sign up at sonomacountypride.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.